can I decide what's right? When you're clouding up my mind, I can't win, you're losing fight all the time. Not gonna ever own what's mine. When you're always taking sides, but you won't take away my pride. No, not this time. Not this time. How did we get here? When I used to know you so well. How did we get? Truth is hiding in your eyes, and it's hanging on your tongue, just boiling in my blood. But you think that I can't see what kind of man that you are. If you're a man at all, well, I'll figure this one out on my own. On my own. Gonna make such fools of ourselves. Do you see what we've done? We're gonna make such fools of ourselves.
And that was Nani. So, okay. Nani, I love you so much, but I feel like your choruses were really strainy. I was, like, nervous for your voice. I know that I used to get on you about this on Sing at 10, but this was definitely, like, very yelly for me. Like, you were singing the right notes and everything was fine. It just was, like, stress on your voice. Like, at the end, like, you were doing these, like, gaspy things almost, and I was like, oh my god, I'm so nervous for your voice. That's really all I had to say. I liked your energy on it. I thought your emotion was good. It was just scary for your voice. Beloved, what did you think?
I thought the same thing. I was really excited to hear you do this because I think your voice would sound really good with like, Paramore music, but I don't know if this was the best song to choose. The choruses did really sound strainy and kind of yelly, and it kind of seemed like you didn't really know the song, because there were a lot of, I mean, besides like the places where you purposefully like did your own thing and changed the notes, some other places just seemed like you didn't know the song very well, like timing was off and a couple of the words were a little bit weird. Do you know what I mean?
I noticed that too, actually.
Yeah. Other than that, my only note was that I think the vocals could have been a little bit quieter, and that might have helped a little bit, but that was all really for me.
What did you think, Valkyrie?
I had the same note about the timing, and like the first verse it sounded a little off, and then like you corrected yourself after that. I don't know, like, I think I like this better than both of them, because like, well, this is like my favorite Paramore song. I was hoping you would do this or like Misery Business, but like I also feel like you could have been better on like maybe like if you wanted to do Paramore, like Brick by Boring Brick or like Misery Business, like I said. But like the first chorus sounded fine and like I really was enjoying it, but then like the last one, I think it was, like it sounded like you on the like How Did We Get Here on like the Here, it sounded like your voice was about to blow out, because it was like, it sounded like your voice like cracked and you're like blah, like exploding, and I was like, oh no, she can't like ruin her voice. But I like really liked your voice on the choruses, not choruses, the verses too, and the emotion was really good. And I love the higher like sustained notes you're doing in the chorus, except for like that last one was scary. So like don't blow out your voice for Paramore, if that's bad. But I think I like this a lot more than they did. But I might be biased because I love the song, so yeah.
Yeah. We should move on to the next person, which is, hold on, Skywish. Sorry. I couldn't find my lips.
Welcome to the planet. Welcome to existence. Everyone's here. Everyone's here. Everybody's watching you now. Everybody's watching you now. What happens next? What happens next? I dare you to move. I dare you to move. I dare you to lift yourself off of the floor. I dare you to move, I dare you to move, like today never happened, today never happened before. Welcome to the I dare you to lift yourself up off the floor. I dare you to move. I dare you to move like today never happened. today never happened. Maybe redemption has stories to tell. Maybe forgiveness is right where you fell. Where can you run to escape from yourself? Where you gonna go? Where you gonna go? Salvation is here. Salvation is here. I dare you to move, I dare you to move, I dare you to lift yourself up off the floor. I dare you to move, I dare you to move, like today never happened, today never happened, today.
And that was Skywish. Mm-hmm. What did you think, Beloved?
I like this song. I've never heard this version, though. It was really cruddy.
It was.
Yeah, I loved your voice on this. It was so sweet and just pretty. I really enjoyed listening to this. It was so pretty. I really liked... the tenderness you had in your voice, and when the song kind of built and the layers you had in there, I really liked that, like the little round kind of thing you did. Well, not round, but overlapping lines, I guess you could say. I really liked that. there were a couple flat and sharp parts here and there, but nothing really too major. The one major note that I have is, be careful not to overshoot some of the more forceful notes that you have in here. Like, there were a couple parts where you had a lot more emotion. You were really pushing it out, you know. But you kind of pushed it to where it went a little bit sharp. And then my other note is towards... Well, at the end, when you did the harmonies and layers, like, three, maybe. when you double a vocal, if it's unison... you have to make sure that it's in sync and it blends. Otherwise, it sounds messy. And this kind of sounded messy to me. But other than that, I thought this was so beautiful. And your voice was perfect for this song. I really enjoyed listening to it.
Yeah. Val?
I was kind of confused, but it was, I don't know. Like, it was pretty... but, like, it was, I don't know, it was, like, Enya rock. It was, like, baffling. like, your voice sounded like you should have been singing an Enya song, but then it was, like, not, and I was confused. And then I paid attention to, like, the lyrics, and I was like, oh, that's why she's singing like that. I don't really have anything else to add. Like, I liked your voice on it. The vibrato was really pretty. Yeah, I think, like, some of the layering was a little... flashy, and like that's it really. Like, I enjoyed listening to this, and like, and it's like hearing your voice on it, I didn't really pay attention to the lyrics to, like, halfway through, so I was confused.
I really liked this sky. This was really beautiful. This was like getting to the level where I could possibly cry about it. Beautiful. I loved your vocals on this. I loved in the second verse how you did the, like, round sort of thing. I agree with Beloved. Sorry, Nani just PM'd me and I almost said Nani. I agree with Beloved at the end. You have to be careful of doubling your vocals. And also, your harmony sounded a little weird to me, but I'm not sure. Maybe it was just, like, weird. But, anyway. So, I don't really have anything else to say. I really, really, really enjoyed this. So up next is Jeffers, a blast.
Taking my time, I'm trying to leave the memories of you behind. I'm gonna be fine as soon as I get your picture right out of my mind. I wanna feel the way you make me feel when I'm with you. I wanna be the only hand you need to hold on to. But every time I call, you don't have time. I guess I'll never get to call you mine. You're nothing at all. I know there's a million reasons why I shouldn't call. With nothing to say, could easily make this conversation last all day. I wanna feel the way you make me feel when I'm with you. I wanna be the only hand you need to hold on to. But every time I call, you don't have time. I guess I'll never get to call you mine. Another lesson I didn't get to learn. You're my obsession, I've got nowhere to turn. I wanna feel the way you make me feel when I'm with you. I wanna be the only hand you need to hold on to. I wanna feel the way you make me feel when I'm with you.
When I'm with you,
I wanna be the only hand you need to hold on to.
Hold on to.
I wanna feel the way you make me feel when I'm with you.
When I'm with you,
I wanna be the only hand you need to hold on to. But I guess I'll never get to call you mine.
And that was Jeffers.
Jeffers.
What did she think, Valk?
My only real problem with this was the mixing was kind of weird for me. Like, I would turn up the volume and then the music was really loud, and then I would like, turn down the volume and then your vocals were really soft. And then, like, it was like, kind of hard for me to, like, get a good volume. To be able to hear you and the music without like getting a headache from the loud music. That was my only note though, really. Like, you channeled the happiness in a good way and it like worked for the song. And I really like the layering, and I think your voice fit the song really well. And like, yeah, you need to do this more often, because like, I didn't want to like beat you up because you're happy your mother heard. Yeah, that's about it really. I think you did a good job.
Yeah, Jeffers, I really liked this for you. It was a good song choice. It sat like in a really like nice spot in your range. It was like your range sweet spot. And it was it was just like fun. I don't know, like you sounded really like, you sounded happy, like Valk said, but like in a good way, like you used it to your advantage. I actually liked the mixing. Like, I thought the layering was really cool, like at the end when you had like the other part in the background. I like doing that kind of stuff. So yeah. I don't really have anything else to say because I really enjoyed this. It was really fun. I liked your harmonies a lot too. What'd you think, beloved?
I liked this too. I thought it fit your voice really well also. I didn't really hear too much about the mixing. I mean, it sounded loud as a whole to me, but I didn't really hear a big difference between the volume level of the vocals and the instrumental, but I don't know, it could be me. I don't have very good ears.
But I also had shitty ears.
I really liked your harmonies, and I thought your energy was really cute. I loved your layering at the end, but the background voice saying "make you feel that way" or something like that was behind the beat. That was my main problem. It just bothered me. That was all. I thought this was cute. I enjoyed it.
Okay. Are you guys ready to go in the results?
I'm so ready.
Yeah,
so we added up our lists, and we averaged out points, and we have figured out exactly what the situation is. So, in first tonight for all three of us was Lash. Woohoo! Would you like to say his next, Valkyrie?
Let me see. Still in this next week. Yay!
Would you like to say his next, beloved?
Next is Skywish.
Ooh, yay.
Ooh.
And next we have Jeffers. Ooh. So that leaves Nani and Snow in the bottom two. Would you like to say his safe, beloved?
This week, safe is Nani.
I hate getting rid of Snow because I love her so much.
I know.
She's doing so well on the show. Like, oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. We have to move forward to next week. I'm sorry, Snowfender. I love you. Next week, we are doing one of my favorite challenges ever. Piano Rock.
Oh my.
You know why I love this challenge? Because I love Keen.
Oh lord.
If anybody does Keen, I will love you forever. But you have to do it well. So I guess don't do Keen and fuck it up.
Oh god.
No pressure. I will give you a suggested artist list. Suggested artists will include such things as Keen and Coldplay and Elton Keen. John and Billy Joel. And Billy Joel and
Ooh, I like Billy Joel.
Was Ben Folds one of the ones that I put on the list last year? I think it was.
You should put Ben Folds on there.
Yeah, Ben Folds was one of them, I believe. I don't remember. I'll have to go back and look at my list, but it'll be a suggested list. You don't have to do one of these artists. But this is like the style that we're looking for, is this sort of thing. I think that was maybe The Fray was on there, possibly.
Oh yeah, The Fray was on there.
So like Coldplay, The Fray, Keen, Elton John, Ben Folds, Billy Joel, like that kind of stuff. Like slow, piano-y, bass rock. There you go. So enjoy this week. This is one of my favorites. Oh my god, Keen. Love it. Sure, he's like, oh my god, don't do Keen. She'll like freak the fuck out. Yeah. But thank you guys for an awesome night. This night was really fun to listen to and really so wonderful, wonderful job, you guys. And thank you. And thank you to Valk and Beloved. And we will see you all next week.